Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
May I have your attention, please?
Good morning, sunshine.
What's so good about it?
It's Thursday.
Who wants to put on a show?
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
First things first.
Turn on the radio.
What's your favorite show?
I feel like this is my new favorite show.
Okay, we're done here.
I have a show put on
the showtime.
That's my new favorite show.
Oh, man.
Thursday morning with the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Getting ready for the weekend.
It's Thursday. We're next in line, and I am already having a day.
Are you?
I'll tell you. What? Already having a day.
What could have happened between the time you got up?
Yeah, well, that's the problem
to
right
now.
There. Morty and I were discussing. We'll talk later in the show about the 4 o'clock radios that I've bought from Amazon. Kept one, sent three back because there's the whole thing. The whole thing, and I can't get used to it.
Okay.
I can't get used to it. It's throwing me off.
Something new.
Yes, I know.
It's something new in your life, and
it is. There's a little adjustment. I cannot get used to it, and I'll explain why, but it's throwing me up. I have some bra on that I didn't even know that I owned. I don't even know. Seriously.
Is it yours?
Seriously, I'm not sure.
Mystery.
I am not sure. Seriously, I'm doing Facebook Live. It was like, that is not, I don't even think that's my bra.
Well.
I don't know what happened to me.
All right.
And I slept in my own bed. I was at my house.
What a shock.
A shock. You're right.
All right. Well, let's everybody just take a deep breath. Yeah. Try and get through
Here
this
we
morning.
Go. That's it.
We have a lot to cover this morning. Cloudy. Some high clouds. Shouldn't be too bad. Today, tomorrow, 75. Mid-70s, the high today, tomorrow. 52 outside right now. So Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Christine McVie, of course. They're coming to town this weekend. Fleetwood Mac, she says, guess what, people? I'm the normal one.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. More on that and other stories after the Eagles take it to the limit.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
They're coming to town this weekend. Fleetwood Mac Saturday night over at the T-Mobile. Well, Christine McVie, in a recent interview with Harper's Bazaar, said she is indeed the most sane one in Fleetwood Mac. She said, we all drank and partied a lot. I don't think I did anything terribly outrageous, though. I was a little boring. I once threw cake out the window, landed on top of a taxi. That's about it.
Wow.
I was kind of the good girl in the group. I know.
Well, the bar's low in that band.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
You know, on the crazy level.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy in that band. Quiet crazy, you know what I mean? Not obnoxious, at least that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Stevie used to call me Mother Earth because I was always pretty grounded. And that coming from Stevie Nicks, I don't know if that's a high praise or I'm not sure.
That could be taken a lot of ways.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Rod Stewart says he's... Don't, Rod. He's trying to record a country album, Mike. 40. Yeah. Yeah, he says, I'm trying to put together a country record, not just country music, but folk music, older stuff I was brought up on. It's an opportunity to let people hear another side of me. Don't do it, Rod.
Well, except for the fact that he mentioned country.
Yeah.
Country music.
Yeah, folk.
If you go back to his early days.
Yeah, he was kind of folk rocky, yeah.
He was.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure. But that was the time.
Right.
You know, but
I don't know if it'd go over now, but
yeah, I know. Okay. Well, you know, relevance. So,
yeah.
Speaking of relevant, David Hasselhoff, the David Hasselhoff Museum has opened in Berlin, Germany. It's located in the basement of it's called the Circus Hotel, and it features memorabilia from Baywatch, David's recording career, and his biggest movies. It's all kept behind glass, by the way. There are all these glass.
Well, maybe that's for the best.
Yeah. Baywatch, okay, his recording career and his biggest movies. Is it like a closet? What huge movies did he do?
In Berlin.
In Berlin.
In a basement.
Yeah, it's huge in Germany.
Okay, well, if you're ever over there.
Yes, check out the David Hasselhoff Museum. And the CMA's big deal last night they made about celebrating women. At the show, Garth Brooks won Entertainer of the Year. Wait, what? Okay, hold on.
Big surprise.
Yes, it was, actually. Carrie Underwood did not win anything. She had three nominations. She didn't win anything, which was interesting.
Wow.
But she did host the show, and we'll talk about that, of course. She was being funny with Dolly Parton.
I have loved
every second of working with them. Except, but Amy, the part about us all sharing a dressing room, I mean, it's a fog of hairspray and shoes and costume changes. There are racks of clothes and dresses everywhere.
What?
And for some reason, Ollie's rack is so much bigger.
You did not, Gary. You did not.
That's Gary Underwood. Doing the
not
comedy.
A Dolly's rack joke, you silly. Oh, it's all brought to you by Insperity Employee Benefits. Full service HR support, visit Insperity.com.
Country's biggest night, Carla.
Yep, I know.
Last night with Dolly's big rack. You can win your share of the Wham! Walking around money. Starting at 8 o'clock, your first chance to put $100 in your pocket. Qualify for that $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of our good friends over at Dollar Loan Center.
Yes.
Make sure you're listening. 8 o'clock for the Wham! Code word that could put some money in your pocket. More details at 96.3kklz.com.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up for the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I know you were having a tough morning this morning, Carla.
Yes.
Morty didn't look that happy either. And with the holidays right around the corner, thought this might put a smile on his face. Listen to this. Hidden Valley is selling a bunch of ranch-related holidays on its website. And I'm sure this happens every year, Morty.
Yeah.
But this year, they're including a $35 Christmas stocking that's filled with ranch dressing.
Oh.
So,
for those people that don't know.
Or just,
I don't know if they just pour the dressing right in the stocking.
Right.
For those people, I don't know if a lot of people know, Morty loves Hidden Valley ranch dressing. In fact, he was in a commercial.
Yes, he was.
Little did he know.
Filling up his trunk with ranch.
A
couple of months ago, right there at New York.
Yes.
Which I'm still trying to get rid of.
Use?
Like, I'm still using it.
Well, guess what everybody's getting for Christmas, right? You get ranch dressing.
Stocking full of Hidden Valley ranch.
That is great.
Dressing. What's that, Melissa?
There's a Hidden Valley ranch party in my mouth.
Yeah, Morty would say the same thing.
Yes, there is.
He dips everything in ranch dressing. So it's never too early to do the holiday shopping. So if there's a person in your life that loves it as much as Morty, there's an idea for you.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get back, as I love them.
This is fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, so I've known Carla for a long, long time. I know this is one of your favorite shows. And it had to be so disheartening when you heard the news. She loves this show.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
So yesterday it came out after 55 years, the cast and crew of the NBC daytime drama Days of Our Lives has been released from their contracts. The show tapes months ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
So it's still going to be on the air for the next year, but they threw out a lot of speculation with everybody being released from their contracts.
Yes.
So what they've had to do is speed up some of the plots, and the Mike and Carla hidden microphones were on the set, and this is an example of what they're doing on Days of Our Lives.
I realize that there are gaps in my memory of what happened that night, but something just doesn't seem right.
Jennifer.
I just... feel like I would remember.
All right, we're going to have to speed this up. Skip to page 79 on next month's script.
You're wearing a wedding band and I'm not.
Rings made for us, made from the wreckage of the Loretta.
The ship we were on together.
That sank.
Yes.
The piece washed up on the shore of that island that we were trapped on. I got it.
Yes, when you admitted that you were madly in love with me.
Yes.
Perfect. Man. That's a wrap, everybody. And now if you could all go down to HR real quick, they have a vacation package waiting for you.
Okay, so... Wow. I know you were so disheartened.
I had people sending me this article yesterday, and it broke my heart. Now, I know the last few years, they don't know if they're going to renew the show or not. And they've ended up doing it. But they release everyone just in case they don't. They can get something else. And now I'm afraid they're going to get something else. while they're in that storyline you were just playing, now, Jennifer, they've gone a year in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer's in a coma.
Uh-oh.
Real time. She's
really?
In a coma. Oh, yeah. But a year down the road, she wakes up. And but here's what happened. Princess Gina, who is actually Hope,
okay,
threw her out a window. And, yeah, she slipped into a coma. Yeah, because, well, Hope doesn't know she's Princess Gina. Hope. She was Princess Gina, like, 15 years ago as well when she was married to Stefano, who's dead now, but they're saying he's not dead, but he's dead. The actor's dead. John, you know where I'm going with it.
Count Stefano DiMera.
Yes, exactly. The thing is, she has her sights set on John Black. That's the thing. Because Dr. Rolfe took a needle and stuck her in the neck and gave her this weird thing that turned her back into Princess Gina.
Oh.
And Princess Gina is wreaking havoc. Anyhow, you probably want to watch the show to get caught up. They can't let this show be canceled.
Hold on.
They
cannot. Cue the music.
Yes.
Thank you.
They cannot. I beg of you, NBC. I am begging you. I will get on my knees if you'd like me to. There's not much difference.
What is Christian Alfonso going to do? She's been Hope for her entire life.
What do these people do? What do they do when they, you're right, when they play someone for so long?
I've grown up with her.
Yes, it's the best acting gig on earth. Anyone who's ever done one will say that. Mike, we know what someone who's done one.
Curtis.
Yes. Todd.
Todd Curtis.
Yeah.
From Young and the Restless.
Yep, exactly.
Best gig he ever had.
I don't know what, if that show goes off the air, I am really going to go through some major depression.
Clearly.
I really am.
Clearly.
Oh,
we got a year to prepare.
Jennifer in a coma. I don't know. And Princess Gina, she's got to snap out of that.
Well, you know what?
Hope.
Now I don't have to watch a show.
No,
I just
not.
Got my update. So, but that's what's happening with Days of Our Lives. People still texting in what they're collecting, aside from the Starbucks Christmas cups that are already getting heat.
Yeah.
Patches from VGK.
Yes. Carrie wrote in, and she said, and I think this might sum it up for a lot of people. She said, clutter drives me bonkers, so I collect memories.
Aww.
And I said, very smart. She said, yeah, and you don't have to dust those either. So, right?
We had a friend that collected spoons. Like, from wherever they went, they collected spoons.
Right.
And they had big racks on their walls.
Yeah, they hang. And you can put a lot of them in those racks, which is nice. I went to, and I think it was, don't laugh, with Kathleen Madigan years ago. And we, we went to the Betsy Ross Museum. And, of course, they sell thimbles, which I thought, come on. And Kathleen was always saying, well, you could, you know, once you get one, you can start your collection.
It's like,
I'm not going to collect thimbles.
Well, how did you start collecting
pins? But a lot of people, I liked them, and somebody got me one.
And
so now I have quite a few of them. So, you collect pigs, and people get them for you. But I do love them. Yeah,
nice to know. You know what?
Yeah.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Pigs. I love them.
Good to know. 59457. That's the number you should have right by your phone or handy, because when we give you the wham code word at top of the hour next hour, that's what you're going to want to text it to. So be listening less than an hour. Wham! Walking around money. Details on that coming up here in just a few minutes. Mostly cloudy today, but should be nice. High in the mid to upper 70s. Only about 52 outside right now. Mike and Carla Morning Show with a few things we think you should know coming up.
Yeah, two of your top 10 road trips include places right here in Nevada.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, we made a good list.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I like hearing that.
Yeah, same here.
Growing up as a kid, though, there were two road trips I took with my parents.
Yeah.
None of which included the great state of Nevada.
No.
But
no, I'm sure.
That's a different story. So. All right. More on that and other things we think you should know coming up after Bon Jovi.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The baby name website Nameberry just put out a list of its predictions for next year's trendiest baby names. Some of these girl names. Ada.
What?
Ada.
Ada?
Ada.
It's A-D-A-H, and it's pronounced Ada.
Okay.
Yes. Reese, Mika, Paisley, Nova, Pearl, which is an old school name.
Yeah.
Some of the boys' names, Austin, Alva, Acacius, Easton, Tate, who we have one of here.
Right.
And this name is huge right now, Cash. hash. Now, unisex names. Ellis, Marlowe, Zephyr. These are some the names you can give a boy or girl. Quinn.
Yeah, I like Zephyr, but as a, you shorten it up, you just call he Zeph. Or she Zeph.
Zeph. Yeah, there you go.
Can I tell you that my daughter gave birth to our granddaughter yesterday.
Yes.
She didn't go with any of those names.
No.
She went with Natalie Michelle.
Oh, nice.
So I just want to say congratulations to my daughter and my son-in-law.
Grandpa.
On the birth of, it's Papa.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Papa.
Okay.
Papa.
Okay.
Let's keep it straight. Keep it straight.
Yeah, I gotcha. Gotcha. Now, if they wanted the Italian version of that, that would be Natalia. Just,
right.
You know, in case anybody.
And I'll pass that along if
please
that should
do,
come
Mike.
Up.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem, but congrats to our family.
It's very cool. Very cool. Very happy for you guys. The proliferation of Prozac and other antidepressants and drugs in our waterways, they say making fish way less aggressive. Fish used to be a little more aggressive. Now they're like, no, dude, I'm good.
Whatever.
You know what? A little lemon butter and capers on me. I am good. I am so good.
Dude, do you see that worm?
I know. Get it, man. Get it.
Go get it.
Get it. Yeah, poor fish.
So when you go big
poor
game fishing, or what do they call it?
Deep sea
fishing?
Deep sea, yes, yeah.
They don't put up much of a fight anymore.
Chill,
they do.
Man, chill. Chill, just eat the worm.
What? You know what? Just reel
we're
me
all
in.
Gonna die sometime.
I'm not
right?
gonna fight it.
All I have is big Billy Bass.
Big
going
Billy
on
Bass, yes, that's right.
Right,
big Billy Bass. And a new survey asked people what goes into the perfect road trip. Yes. Average of 3 days long. Snacks, good snacks, phone charger, water, and hopefully in a convertible. Best road trips, top 10 road trips. Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Yellowstone, Niagara Falls. Las Vegas came in at number 6. Lake Tahoe, number 7.
I only took 2 road trips with my family. That big family vacation.
Here?
One down to Florida.
Okay.
And the other one to our nation's capital.
Okay, D.C. Okay, well, yeah, you went that way.
Yeah, we didn't go this way.
We were this way. We went that way, too, but we went way that way. You guys could only go,
No AC in the car.
Nope, exactly.
Sitting in the back seat of that station wagon that face, you know, the back.
Smelling the smelling the fumes, car bingo, gotta love it. It is Thursday, baby, a few things you should know.
Carla was already in a mood.
Oh, man.
Tell everybody the story about these clocks now.
Well, I use a clock radio, and everybody can make fun of me. But, I mean, I have a good, you know, the one that I can plug my iPod or phone into. But I can't find it anymore. It's one of the first ones you could do that with. It's a Sony Dream Machine, and I love it. And all the buttons are where I like them to be.
Yeah.
But a few weeks ago, like, the light went out. I can't see the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts shorting on the volume, you know, because I wake up to our station.
Yeah.
Make sure we're on the air, you know. And it started shorting out, and it's not working. So I ordered a new, I couldn't find that one because apparently they don't make it anymore. And I could. I was telling Morty I can pay like $300 for one from that one guy who still has one in a box.
Okay.
No. So I ordered one and I got it and I looked at it. It's not right. The buttons aren't where I need them to be. I'm so used to, you know, the buttons being where. So I sent that back. Ordered another one. I thought, oh, this is great. Didn't work either. I've bought 4 now. I've bought 4 clock radios on Amazon.
And sent how many back?
3 of them back. One I'm testing out a little bit, but it's not working either. Because what it does is it goes off at a nice level, and then within 10 seconds, it just keeps getting louder and louder and louder. That's to wake you up. New big feature on it now.
Yeah, so you're not startled when you wake up.
So I'm trying to hit buttons to turn it down. Now it's gone to military time, and it's beeping, and I can't, I don't know what, I can't settle in, and I'm not sleeping because I'm sleeping with like one eye open or ear, whatever, and I know I can set the alarm on my phone, and I do that occasionally, I do, but this is what I like at home.
Because of one little simple change.
Seriously, it's one.
Of the alarm clock.
It's truly one button that I can't find where I want it to be for me.
Okay.
So now I got to box this one up and send it back. And now I'm afraid that Amazon is going, okay, this girl's playing us, and we got to stop letting her buy things because there's
it's
something weird going on here.
It's a scam.
Yes, they're going to flag me for something. And I can't, I mean, is there something that you've changed up that you just, you cannot get used to it?
And it keeps you up at night. It bothers you to the point where you say, something has to give. I got to find as close to what I just sent back or add.
Yeah. And I can't. I can't do it. And I mean, God forbid I spend $400 on a clock radio that should cost me $16.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest of all time.
No, not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It's that one little change in your life that can wreak havoc every day.
And it is.
From the moment you wake up till you go to bed. And Carla's going through this right now with a clock radio. See, we have something similar.
Yeah.
We have a Bose docking station, but it's a clock radio.
Right.
That I don't think you can find anymore.
Yeah.
I have no clue as to how to set this clock, how to turn the volume up, down, change stations, whatever the case may be.
And that's the thing right there. It's funny, Mike, because I know you guys got something new recently, and somebody mentioned they got a new... They got a new refrigerator that they cannot figure out for the life of them. And
Carla,
they just want the old one back.
Jody wanted a five-burner stove.
Right.
So for her birthday, that's what I got her.
Right.
Double oven, five-burner stove.
Yeah.
I had no problem, cooking some baked chicken or something like that.
Right.
I don't even go near it now.
Oh, man. Oh.
I had to call her one time and said, how do you even start the oven?
Oh, nice.
And which one? Top, bottom? I don't know.
Got to go get your PhD to cook a piece of chicken now.
But people are texting in.
Yeah. Cassie said, now, Carla, I don't know which model you have or that you're used to, but maybe try eBay. I did a search and saw several from $25 to $125. When did
there
these
you
become such a commodity?
I don't know.
And Dalton said to me, again, a couple people have said to me, go to the store.
You've been to how many stores?
Yes, I've been to several stores. They don't have them, and they only have a handful of clock radios.
You might have to go to a designer.
Here's what I'm designing. Francois, this is what I want.
Renee's on the phone. Renee, can you help her out?
No, what I want to know is, Carla, what kind of, I assume it was an iHome. Was it round or was it flat? What kind of clock radio was it?
She might have something you can use.
I know. It's a Sony. It was a Sony Dream Machine, it's called. It's kind of an elongated, rounded on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
About maybe 5 inches wide or so. Yeah, there, Morty's looking at one right now. Yeah, and it's got like the off button. It's an on-off button that's separate, and it's right as I reach over. I'm a righty, and it's on the left side on that.
Oh,
see? And it has automatic time set where you just hold the button, and it just goes, either way. And you don't have to hold one down and wait till it clicks over. Renee, I'm very complicated.
Can you help her out?
I think I have one in my garage.
Do not.
What? After all that Carla has gone through, you're going to say, I got an extra one in my garage if you need it.
It's sitting in the box.
No, it's not in the box. It's been used, but if you want it, have it.
That might be the best kind, a used one, so it's already broken in.
As long as, like I say, the light went out, I can't see the time, and the volume just shorts.
I love
that whole thing.
It's Trading Post.
Renee, you're
what
awesome.
What can we give you?
What can I give you?
Renee, hang on the line because we want to get your info. This might work out. Hold on. Wow. I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, hold on for a second because Heather's on the phone. Heather, what do you have?
Well, I'm just sitting here laughing because I'm using the same clock radio. I'm 47, and I'm using the clock radio I got when I was 15 years old.
Yeah, see?
Boy, if that ever goes out, you are dead.
Heather, I'm telling you right now, yes, you are. You're going to be in such a state of flux. You are. Now, Heather, is yours the one where the numbers flipped down?
Oh.
You remember that when they...
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
Like in Groundhog Day.
Yes.
In slow motion.
Yeah. They're the ones with the red lines, and it goes...
Oh, yeah.
And I sleep through my cell phone one, so I have two. I have my cell phone, plus I have my alarm clock.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Honey, I'm telling you right now, you start looking.
Yeah.
You start looking for something comparable because it's going to mess with your whole life.
Heather, have a great day.
You guys too. Thanks,
Heather.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's Trading Post. We're just trying to find Carla a clock radio that she can... get used to.
I'm telling you, it just changes your life.
More people texting in. We'll take those here in a couple of minutes. We are getting so much closer now. If anything else, I think Renee might be able to help you out.
I think so.
With the one from the garage.
I think so. Jeez.
Carla's looking for a specific clock radio that doesn't cost her an arm and a leg.
Exactly. It seems to be tough. Now, this is so funny because somebody said, hey, Carla, I'm listening. Look over and see my alarm clock I've had for about a million years. It's also a Sony Dream Machine. Mm-hmm. Still works. Although the CD player, he has one with the CD player, which is nice. Doesn't anymore. He says, I've yet to find an alarm clock suitable to replace mine, however.
Because you get used to it, as you have.
You do. Now, Melanie said, hey, Carla, this is Melanie. I think we might have an alarm clock you'd be interested in.
Oh.
Text back, I'll send you a picture. So I'm going.
What are they holding it hostage now?
I know it. Morty, this is ridiculous.
I think Morty found one for you too, but there seems to be a problem.
Yeah, I found your exact clock.
Is it new? I don't want to use. Okay.
There's two new ones. You can get it for $149.95. There's free shipping. Free shipping.
Okay.
And you'll get it between November 19th and the 22nd.
Oh,
or.
Okay. Wow.
There's one for $84.40.
That's not too bad with shipping.
Yeah, and you'll get it for between the 25th and the 29th. But the shipping is $1,998.
What?
So, you know.
Jeez.
Take your pick.
Coming from. Oh, my God.
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Sorry, inside Joe. All right. Wham. Walking around money. We got a bunch of it. We'll hand out $100 and a wham code word after AC/DC.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, let's make it happen. $100 in someone's pocket with the wham code word paint.
Paint. P-A-I-N-T, paint.
That is this hour's wham word. You need to text paint to 59457. That is 59457, or you can enter it online at 963kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app. Again, the word paint. Spell it correctly. Make sure you enter it before 8:15 for your chance to put that $100 in your pocket and qualify for $5,000, the big grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's wham code word, paint. 59457. Text it off. Good luck.
Still have about 10 minutes. 10 minutes to basically text the word paint, P-A-I-N-T, to 59457. Cash in on the wham and qualify for the 5K. Carla's second take on some entertainment news coming up next.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is kind of cool. Heart's Nancy Wilson says that touring this year inspired her and Anne to think about recording again. She said the tour's been so fulfilling as well as quite successful, and it's kind of fun to start thinking about what the next step could be. A new song or two would be a beautiful thing. I think so as well. Being a huge Heart fan, I'd love to hear some new music from them. Mm-hmm. They don't... Their music doesn't seem to age, you know?
As well as them getting along, because as much as people are talking about the Black Crowes and the Robinson Brothers finally putting their beef aside, you know, Anne and Nancy Wilson,
Yeah, they had a little issue there, boy, because of one's husband.
A family thing, and hopefully they resolve that and they can get back to making some good music.
I'd love it. I would love it. First of all, Prince Charles turns 71 years old today. Mm-hmm. It's just never going to happen for him, is it? It's just never going to happen because 93-year-old Queen Elizabeth. What? Are you talking about me? Yes, we are. She was spotted, Mike, riding a horse this past Monday at Windsor Castle, just trotting around.
Wow.
Wearing a long navy coat.
Yeah.
Headscarf. Sunglasses. And a lot of people said, oh, wow, really? Riding a horse? She's been riding horses since she was 4.
Yeah, just out for a morning trot.
This is yes, exactly. Let's keep in mind she's 93 years old. She's riding horses. Jimmy Carter just had a brain bleed, had surgery. He's out. He's out of the hospital. Look at you and I. Look at you. I got a cold.
Yeah, I was talking to George Beasley, who is the founder of this company.
Yes.
And he was telling me about his 80th surprise party.
Uh-huh.
80th, yeah. And it was a surprise party. And he said he was just blown away, and it was great. And I said, what was the best thing, though, about your surprise party?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he told me when my mother sang happy birthday to
me. Oh, wait, what?
I said, you're 80.
What?
How old's your mom?
Jeez.
And I think he said she was like 102.
Okay,
103.
Then. Wow.
The fact that she could even sing happy birthday was amazing to me.
Yeah, no kidding. Way to go, George. George's mom, Jimmy Carter, Queen Elizabeth, and
just go on
Prince
forever.
Charles is just hoping a piano catches her foot falling out of a window. Jeez. Oh, man. It is all brought to you by Insperity. For employee benefits and full-service HR support, visit Insperity.com.
All right. By the way, thank you so much for the props yesterday with our Zookie-Okie Wednesday featuring Tool.
I know.
And the video is on our Facebook page that you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. So as we did yesterday, gave away Tool tickets. Yes. We have another pair to give away this morning a little bit later on, next half hour at about 8:40. However, if you want to take a second chance to win, you can already do this. Hop on our website on the contest page and register for another pair at 96.3KKLZ.com. And being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
I'm just trying to think of him at this point in time singing that song. And everybody who goes to see Black Sabbath with Ozzy, they're still great.
I know, exactly.
All right, 8:28. Not too early to start talking about Jingle Bell Rock. People have been asking, are you going to bring it back? It's back. Jingle Bell Rock.
Yes.
In fact, our 6th annual Jingle Bell Rock preview party happening Thursday, next Thursday, 5 to 7, Shady Grove Lounge, Silverton Casino Hotel. Ladies, you drink free an adult beverage from Tito's Handmade Vodka. They're going to be handing that out, free appetizers. Plus, we'll have tickets to give away to go see Maroon 5 and more in concert. So this is where, if you've never seen it, never felt it, never held it, you can have your picture taken with the Jingle Bell Rock before we hide it away. So that's happening next Thursday.
Awesome.
All the details about our big Jingle Bell Rock preview party on our website already, 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, those Tool tickets we have to give away, going to do that in about 6-7 minutes. It's Queen right now, and you're my best friend.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
96.3 KKLZ.
All week we've been giving away these tickets for Tool, and people have been going nuts.
Yes, they have.
This is for January, 17th, T-Mobile Arena. Tool is in concert, and we have tickets to give away. Yesterday, we did the Kazookie-Okie Wednesday and to rave reviews.
Yeah, we can't really top that, can we?
But we're going to try. I know a lot of people thinking we're going to do a Tool song, but we changed this up. This is about a Tool.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes, not that guy. No, John, not that guy. No.
Okay. So all you have to do is tell us the title of this song about a Tool as we do another segment of Thespian
Opera Theater.
You could have a steam train if you'd lay down your tracks.
You could have an aeroplane flying if you bring your blue sky back.
All you do is call me.
I'll be
once again, by John's expression on his face.
Not a clue. Yesterday's I knew, though.
Oh, man.
Yesterday you knew?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tool fans, I know.
All right, let me give it to you one more time. Here it is. Listen closely.
You could have a steam train if you'd lay down your tracks.
You could have an aeroplane flying if you bring your blue sky back.
All you do is call me.
So we have the phone lines on hold right now. We're going to get through news and weather. And then after that, we'll start looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer, the name of that song that's about a Tool.
Yes.
702-739-9636. Good luck. Here you go. The chance to win those tickets for Tool with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
You could have a steam train if you'd lay down your tracks.
You could have an aeroplane flying if you bring your blue sky back.
All you do is call me.
I'll be anything you need.
All right, from those lyrics, can you actually tell us what song we are doing? And is it, I think it's Rick. It's Rick on the phone. Rick, can you do it?
Of course I can. I'm old school like you guys. That is Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
There you go. Good job, my friend. Good job.
Which is a huge Tool.
Yes, yes, a big Tool. Yes.
It's such a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Rick, you're going to see Tool.
Awesome.
Yeah, January 17th at the T-Mobile Arena. For everybody else, a second chance to win on our contest page at our website, 96.3kklz.com. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Every day. Every day.
Time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, let's do it again. Another $100 in somebody's pocket. The wham code word this hour, brush.
Brush, B-R-U-S-H, brush.
That is the word you need to text to 59457, brush. Text it to 59457 or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or that free KKLZ app. Once again, brush. Make sure you spell it correctly and enter it before 9:15 for your chance to win $100. And of course, qualify for that $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's wham code word, brush. Text it 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by the Southern Nevada Health District. Carla, in Nebraska, Middle America, there's a war going on between two neighbors who are battling it out between who can put the most inflatable turkeys on their lawn. Now, it's about 20. It's up to 20 now.
That's pretty funny.
Inflatable turkeys.
I could see you doing that with your neighbors. Yeah. Seriously.
But where do you find 20,
yeah,
10, 15, 20 inflatable turkeys?
And you got to keep those things... Don't you have to, are they the ones that blow up with the air? You know, like
those
the
are
flappy,
inflatables.
Like the flappy hand guy, you know, at the mechanics. I'm doing the flappy hands right now.
That's a pretty good impression.
Thank you.
Boy, talk about somebody who does it all.
I sure do, Mike.
Over in England, a gynecologist is warning women not to follow what's apparently a new trend. I don't know if this is over
there. What is this? What is it?
It's using your electric toothbrush as a toy. The doctor, says you risk damaging sensitive skin down there. All right. Sometimes I know that's all you pack
sometimes
is a toothbrush.
Sometimes the traditionals break down and you make do. That's all I'm saying, people. Maybe I share a little too much, but fine. But thank you for the warning.
England. I don't know what's happening here.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Listen to this wild turkey. Speaking of which, real
maybe
turkeys.
That's why the queen's riding a horse every morning.
Exactly. Oh, man. Okay. Mama needs a new washing machine. Listen. So in Toms River, New Jersey, this is South Jersey, turkeys, wild turkeys have taken over the neighborhood. They're scaring people.
Seriously?
Yes. They are scaring people in the neighborhood, and people have to be careful. They go outside. They got to watch out for these turkeys. And yes, that's exactly it. It's like open the door slowly. Stay back in. Come back in. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. No. But they're blending in because they're wearing gold chains and they have spray tans and everything. Okay. So hey, yo, we're in Jersey. Come on. And listen, Mike, you and I have been out. I mean, we were part of that whole clubbing scene back in the day. Well, in France, 19-year-old woman, she went to the club, and she was dancing. It was 5:30 in the morning, and oopsie, she went into labor.
What?
Yes. laid down on the dance floor. Bouncers and managers cleared the area. Step back, step back. Emergency people showed up. They delivered the child and scooped up mom and child, took them to the hospital. Wow. She's going to be great. And here we go. What are we doing? We doing the Cupid Shuffle? Let's do it, man.
That's quite the club.
Imagine that. You're just out there having a good time and...
Gee, the one girl you finally get up the courage to ask to dance.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. What? What's the matter? Oh,
I gotta lay down.
A baby.
I gotta lay down.
Oh, you save that for later, honey. Oh, my God, you're having a baby. Oh, geez. Okay.
It doesn't matter. I don't even
tuck and roll. Tuck and roll, everybody. Tuck and roll. Jesus. Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Do each morning, we want to end the show with a little good news. Now, Mike, I just picked this out. It's really kind of a cute story more than anything else. The new Mr. Rogers movie, of course, is coming out. Tom Hanks in it as well. Yesterday, we mentioned was World Kindness Day. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
You also became a grandfather again yesterday.
Yes,
little
very
Natalie
happy
came
about
into the
that.
World. Well, Pittsburgh's West Penn Hospital celebrated World Kindness Day yesterday by dressing all of the newborns yesterday in teeny tiny little Mr. Rogers cardigans. Little tiny red cardigans.
I like that.
He worked actually at Pittsburgh's WQED TV during the early part of his career.
Right.
So they just kind of thought, you know what, we're going to do it. The movie's coming out, World Kindness Day. They posted a bunch of little selfies of the little babies wearing these cardigans, and it's adorable, and I will post it on our website.
Oh,
it's absolutely
so cool.
Adorable. So World Kindness Day, Mr. Rogers, little cardigans.
Where do you find, like, inflatable turkeys?
Yes,
where do you find?
Where do you get all these little infant cardigans?
That's great.
It's great. It is great.
All right. Anytime you have a feel-good story or one story that makes you smile or laugh, pass it along. We'd love to hear about it. Just email it through the, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. You know, it was funny. Yesterday, I asked my daughter, I said, hey, do they still have the big nursery with the window
right.
where you go up and go, all right, which one's yours?
Yeah.
And she goes, like, how
what
old
are you? Talking
are you?
About? Yeah. No, the baby's pretty much in your room with you the whole time now.
Right. She goes, Dad, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the dads could walk over there and go, that's mine right there. Who wants to go have lunch?
You know? You know, cigars hanging
yes,
out.
Yes, exactly. No, they, yeah, it's very different now, isn't it?
Very.
Used to get the lobster dinner, too, when you had a baby.
Nothing.
And yeah, no.
All
it's
right.
Like, get out of here. Your insurance only gives you 2 days. Bye.
Get out. But we're very proud, very happy for my daughter and her husband.
And you should be.
Our grandson, Ethan.
Is he excited?
He won't let her go.
Oh, that's cool.
But
that's cool.
Natalie Michelle is the new addition to the
family.
Okay,
wait till he starts flicking her because she's not a boy. Like my brother's dead.
Playing
Nutcracker.
The spit drip game.
Yeah, exactly. Say uncle.
9:41, kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Insperity. For employee benefits, full-service HR support, visit Insperity.com. Recap of the show, Hidden Valley Ranch. Morty is smiling, ear-to-ear grin. A Christmas stocking full of Hidden Ranch, Valley Ranch, the dipping stuff.
The dressing, yes. I know. Okay.
And I think we solved your clock problem.
Yeah, I found a clock radio for $100 and $1,000 shipping. So, yeah.
Maybe Aaron Cohen, listening to KKLZ in Henderson, could help you out. He won some Wham.
Sweet.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with extra money?
Take my wife out to eat.
Ah, there you go. Always got to include the wife.
Always.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, your next chance to score some Wham yourself. Less than 20 minutes away. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have a new Wham code word for you. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for that. All the details, of course, on our website. Hopefully qualify you for that $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.